This is Eric Smith of Rack, Rack and Targus, and Party Alarm, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Welcome back to the Observer's Birthday, SMK Birthday Special. It's helping to celebrate my birthday today. That was a brand new album by Lunatic Soul, a solo project by Polish musician Maria Zduda of Riverside. This the album we heard off of was Under the Fragmented Sky. And this album comes almost half a year off his critically acclaimed 2017 album Fractured, which Anathema as the Optimist came first. Fractured came in third on my personal best albums. So in this album, Under the Fragmented Sky, is another top contender for 2018. The album really, like, sonically and there's motifs, like this track that I played for you, the first track, the motif goes throughout the album. So we heard Heaven, but an interesting note is that Heaven has been split into three. So I guess you can pronounce it as He Av N, which I didn't realize until a little while after listening that it makes sense. Heaven would be the fractured sky. That's pretty cool. So actually I got another call in from my dad during the second half of the first hour. And that was very nice of him because, it was probably during his work. So good he had time to phone in and say happy birthday, because I didn't get to see him this morning before he headed off. Next, before I was, when I was getting ready for today's broadcast, I had posted, I usually post on my personal Instagram account, all the physical albums that I would be playing during a SMK show. And one of them, which we will hear from next, is Future Peers, Toronto electronic rock band, which was recommended to me by Versus drummer, because Will is the drummer for Future Peers. So that's how I got into them. And they had messaged me on Facebook, on the SMK, maybe SMK, because I usually share my personal Instagram photos on my Facebook, then I have to share that to my SMK Facebook at SMK Radio Program. So one, I will also be playing, after Future Peers, a Brian Eno track. And they said they had just listened to that album last week. That album is the 1975 album Another Green World. So to start off this set, we will be hearing from Future Peers with Start a Fire. And then following right there, after that, will be Brian Eno from Another Green World with the track Be Calmed. Okay.
Thank you.
Or that was Irukandji, the post-prog duo from Toronto with, sorry, I got it, find it, here it is, Rocco's Basilisk, which is available on their Bandcamp page. And yeah, that was that Brian Eno track, Becalmed, really with this kind of chaotic way I'm doing my show today. It was really calming to, yeah, it's in the title of it, track of it. So actually, I have with me in the vicinity a good friend of mine, which if you listen to SMK, will know her pretty well from the interview and the recital that I did recorded for her, Catherine Mung.
Hey! Hey.
She's kind of nervous and doesn't really want to get on air, but it's really nice of you. Really nice of you to be here on my birthday broadcast.
Yeah, no, good. It's good to be here.
So I hope you'll be able to stay a little longer to listen to some more proggy goodness with me.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I wanted to add that at the before the broadcast, the CFRU staff got me a personal birthday card and also got me a little cake. And it was really generous of them, and really, they've been really supportive with me and SMK, and patient with all the stuff I do for the show. So I also want to thank them for having me and my show on air here in Guelph and beyond. So up next is a new new artist that I'll be playing that I've listened to. Is called it's a New Zealand artist who goes by the title Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and he just released a new album called Sex and Food, and released on Jig Jaguar Records. This is like more like alternative rock with a bit of psychedelia mixed in, and it's all kind of a DIY kind of vibe, or an indie DIY kind of vibe that seems to be going on. So before I start that, again, if you would like to phone in to say happy birthday or be on air, it's 519-837-CFRU, 519-837-2378. So by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, we will hear Honeybee.
Just pay up, not yet. This is Anna Mattis.
You are listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
On CFRU.
93.3 FM.
Thank you.
That was Animatus, the Guelph, Burlington. Yeah, this is one of the, I should have put up a little bit more notes on this, but good friends of SMK. We heard off their debut album from last year, Face Club, with Twin Burrows, a really good post-rock instrumental band. So actually, I convinced Catherine to get on air with me, and we will be talking for just a little bit before continuing on. How are you doing today, Catherine?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Really good. I'm very happy that you were able to come here to be on SMK.
No, I'm happy that you offered this invitation. It's great to be on the show again, and it's always fun to hear yourself talk, which is great. I like it a lot.
Very good. Yes. Well, this is actually my first live guest.
Yay. It's pretty crazy. I'm alive right now. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. How does it feel?
It's not too bad. I was like, this is kind of nerve wracking because I gotta watch what I say and all that, but not too bad.
We have to also kind of watch the levels a bit so we don't peak. I think. I think this is your first time in an on-air radio studio.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I was just gonna come here, say hi, listen to some music, and then go. But look at me, here I am now. Yeah. It's great though, I love it.
What have you been up to today?
Well, I was studying a bit. I'm studying for my MCAT.
Oh yes,
the medical college admissions test. And so I did that, and then I went volunteering at the human anatomy lab.
That's
a thing Guelph is known for. So I went there, and that was really nice. That's about it. And I saw some friends over lunch, like unintentionally. I just bumped into them, which is pretty nice. And then now I'm here. So
And it's a nice day.
It is. It's kind of cold though. It's actually really cold. My mom was like, "Hey, wear a jacket," and I'm like, okay. And I walk out, I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad. And then now I'm like regretting it so bad because the rain is coming. I'm not warm at all, but happens.
It was sprinkling a bit when I got here. Is it really pouring now?
No, it's not. Thank goodness it's not. It's just like when I was walking out, it was just like really windy and cold, and there were like some rain, but not a lot, but it was just really windy, a little bit cold, but yeah, crazy weather.
So then with being live, you will be sometimes stumble a bit.
No, of course. That's like, I can't even, like, normally I can't talk and I talk really fast. So, I get that.
Yeah, Catherine was really nervous about that during the recording of our interview, which I want to get into a little bit.
Okay.
So if any of you hadn't heard that broadcast of it, I had recorded Catherine's end of semester piano recital for Applied Music in piano.
Yeah.
And I produced that. And then after a few weeks, I asked her to come to the station to do a half hour interview her.
It was a lot of fun. And hearing yourself on radio, it's kind of like doesn't feel real because it's like my voice is coming out from this like radio thing. It's different than like your voice being on the internet or something. It's different, right? I think it's really cool.
Well, kind of. Actually, we are broadcasting on the internet.
That too, though. Yeah, but like it's a different feeling to be like my radio is like kind of an old radio.
Oh yeah.
So like to hear my voice coming from it, and I've had this radio since like I was a kid. Just to hear myself coming from, like, my voice coming from this, I was like, wow, like, that's crazy. Like, that's my music right there. Like, that's my, like, playing on the radio right now. So it was a surreal experience, I guess.
Yeah, like, I guess in addition to the piano recital, this, having that broadcasted was, like, a achievement, kind of.
Thanks to you, Nick. Thank you so much for that.
It's my pleasure. Yeah. Like, you deserve to be heard.
Oh man, shucks. Too kind of you.
Yeah, during the recital, Catherine played a couple of romantic and 20th century pieces.
Exactly. Good memory. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like completely from memory, which we talked about during the interview. And yeah, like I guess I was impressed by just the muscle memory part of it.
Man.
Thank you so much. Well, all right, that's kind of getting me motivated to get back into practicing bass clarinet.
Oh, yeah? That's good. I'm glad. I like, yeah, inspiring people is great. Whenever I see musicians, I'm always inspired. So it's nice to have the same effect, I guess. Mm. But I'm actually thinking about doing my ARCT next year. So this is kind of like an update. Yeah. Because I have all the pieces. I just need to like bring them back and then polish them off. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes.
So it's a test to... You'll be playing for like a jury or something?
So like if you know what Royal Conservatory of Music is, it's like 10 levels, right? So I did those and then
I'm
like,
not too familiar.
It's like for Royal Conservatory, there's like 10 levels and then there's something that's kind of like above it. It's like an associate.
Like a post?
Thing. It's like the one that's like up there. Okay. So it's called ARCT, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like the associate certificate. I'm not 100% sure what it stands for, which is like I probably should know, but... yeah, it's gonna be like pretty big, but I did my jury and recital, and I feel like I should be able to do that. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and you said that you got good marks on that, right?
Yeah, I did pretty good. Not gonna share them though.
Yeah, of course.
That's fine. I'm joking.
Well, I'm glad that you like this whole experience has been well for you, and then like is me as well, because it got me to do my first like field recording, if so to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, wow. No, it's all thanks to you, honestly, because like it's an amazing experience. It's the experience of a lifetime, I'd say. Like to have, like, first of all, to play my music and then have it be on radio. I'm just amazed by that.
But. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Me as well.
So I think we can, move on now.
What will you be playing next?
Next, I will be playing a piece by a work by a UK prog band called Arcane Roots. Mm. They released an album last year, 2017, off Easy Life Records called Melancholia Hymns. Mm. Yeah, like this, I caught this album after the year. So, and like, it's actually a really good album and would have made, I think, my personal best albums of 2017. Oh, wow. But it's certainly a wish I had listened to album. Mm-hmm. And I hope you like it, Catherine.
I'm sure I will. All your music is pretty awesome. It's different, but I like it.
Well, you can thanking me, but you can also thank those artists for being... Yes. daring to go where some other artists might not want to go to.
Sometimes taking a risk can lead to places that are even more better. So
yes,
I think.
Yes. And it's all for the love of music.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let me say thank you, Catherine, for coming on.
Thanks for having me again.
Yes.
It's been fun.
All right. So here is Arcane Roots with the song Indigo.
Crawling back into my shell, I'm running, thawing through winter to hold me to hell. And I know I should know better, but I am not a thorn for you ever. I'm not a thorn for you ever. Falling back into my shell. Again, and I know I should know better, but I am not a thorn for you ever. Thank you.
That was Tesseract from their newest album, Sonder. And the song we just heard was called Smile. Had the cutout a bit there. I wanted to play the ending short piece called The Arrow, but yeah, we're getting really close. And also, I wanted to play Rickard Sjöblom's Gungfly, because I have been really wanting to play that. But the song I chose is 12 minutes, so that would be impossible now. So yeah, I'm going to skip to the last piece that I really want to get to. So thanks again, everyone, for coming with me and celebrating my birthday broadcast of the SMK. And thank Catherine again, who was...
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So, last piece, well, we'll listen to a bit of, is Toronto prog rock metal guitarist Intervals, Aaron Matthews, off his newest album, The Way Forward. We'll be listening to one of my all-time favorite tracks, The Waterfront. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. Until next, we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.